Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The Democrat governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has criticised deadly US strikes on alleged narco-trafficking vessels in the Caribbean. The US has now struck at least 19 vessels, killing around 80 people. With more, here's our South America correspondent, Ione Wells.
Speaking at a press conference at the COP30 climate summit in Brazil, Governor Gavin Newsom said it was chilling to see the United States blowing up boats with no transparency and no consent of Congress. The US government says it is targeting narco-terrorists, though many observers believe the military buildup is an attempt to put pressure on Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. The arrival of the world's largest warship sparked further fears of escalation in the region on Tuesday, as speculation has been mounting about whether the US will carry out direct strikes on Venezuelan soil. Venezuela has announced a major nationwide military deployment to counter the US naval presence off its coast.
Mr. Newsom was speaking at the summit where dozens of indigenous protesters forced their way into the COP30 venue. Earlier they clashed with security guards at the entrance. Here's Esme Stallard.
There's some late night drama here at the COP30 climate summit in Belém, Brazil. Behind me lined up police, the Brazilian police and also UN security. That's because we're hearing reports that some protesters tried to storm the venue. They're now trying to clear people from the venue. We've seen UN security running from other parts of the summit, putting on bulletproof vests and handing out radios.
The United Nations Human Rights Office has said it believes hundreds of people were killed in Tanzania in protests that erupted during last month's elections and an unknown number were injured or detained. President Samia Suluhu Hassan was declared winner, garnering nearly 98% of the vote. Bernadette Keogh reports.
Tanzania's opposition has slammed last month's vote as a sham. President Samia faced little opposition after her two leading challengers were disqualified. Now the UN says information it's obtained from different sources suggests hundreds of people were killed. In a statement, the UN Human Rights Chief, Volker Turk, said there were reports security forces had removed bodies from streets and hospitals and taken them to undisclosed locations in an attempt to conceal evidence. He called on the authorities to provide information about the whereabouts of all the missing, to hand over bodies and hold those responsible for human rights violations to account.
Ukraine's top military commander has said the situation has significantly worsened in the Zaporizhia region after a Russian breakthrough in the area. General Oleksandr Sirsky said Moscow had captured three settlements in the southeastern part of the province and had numerical superiority in both personnel and arms. Battles continue to rage in the embattled town of Pokrovsk in the nearby Donetsk region. On Tuesday, Russia said its forces were advancing in the area. This is the world news from the BBC. Israeli officials say four people have been arrested after dozens of masked settlers attacked Palestinian villages in the occupied West Bank. Clashes erupted and Israeli troops were sent to quell the unrest in the north of the territory. With more, here's Will Vernon.
The Israeli military said its forces were dispatched to the area after settlers descended on the village of Beit Lid, setting fire to property and attacking Palestinians. Video posted to social media shows masked men rampaging through the area, with several vehicles ablaze. The Israeli police said four Palestinians were injured in what it called extremist violence. Palestinian officials say the number of injured is higher.
The authorities in South Korea have detained the former spy chief for suspected involvement in then-President Yoon Suk-yeol's declaration of martial law last December. The court issued the arrest warrant, fearing Cho Tae-yong would destroy evidence. The former head of Korea's National Intelligence Service is accused of knowing Mr. Yoon wanted to declare martial law but didn't tell Parliament. President Trump is asking the US Supreme Court to review a case that found he defamed and sexually abused the writer E. Jean Carroll. Mr. Trump has repeatedly claimed that some evidence against him was improperly allowed in the civil trial and harmed how he was viewed by the jury. But a federal appeals court agreed with the verdict last year, saying a fresh trial wasn't warranted. It isn't clear whether the Supreme Court will take up the case. It's Mr. Trump's last chance to overturn the decision. The entire Dominican Republic has been left without power after a failure in the electricity transmission system. Officials say generation units in two major power plants shut down, causing a cascade of failures in other parts of the grid. It's not clear what caused the blackout, which has affected roads, rail and businesses in the country of nearly 11 million people. BBC News.